Where we've got, you know, men come together to connect and talk. Well, a charity's taken on the idea for sailors. The Seashed helps retired or redundant seafarers, and it's now helping up to 100,000 sailors a year. Based in Aberdeen, the project's increased its meeting to cope with the demand. Pastor Howard Drysdale runs the service. We can talk to him now, alongside retired sailor Mike Deeming. Hello to both of you.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Mike Deeming, first of all, tell me about a sailor's life then. Does it become lonely when you leave all your colleagues on the boat?
Well, I was at sea for 16 years, and I can only give you myself as an example. I've been involved with the seafaring and the shipping industry all my working life. And I only have one other friend who is an ex-seafarer. So it is a difficult life. We tend to get on very well with everyone while we're on board the ship, because we have to. But when we leave the ship, that's it. We probably will never see each other again.
Why is that though, Mike? I mean, I know it's a very intense relationship, maybe when you're on board and you're away for months at a time. Is that maybe the reason that you've spent so much time with these people that when you get off, you know, the boat and you've got your time off to yourself, it really is by yourself?
Well, yes, I think it is. And also the fact that seafarers, especially nowadays, come from all walks of life and many different and diverse countries. So once you have left the ship, it's very difficult to maintain contact, because you could have quite a few friends who live on the other side of the world.
Pastor Howard Drysdale, you run the service. How does it work? What do you do?
Well, basically, as an ex-seafarer myself, what I've tried to do is stop the isolation that seafarers find. I've been pastor in Aberdeen for the seafarers since 2001, and I was getting increasingly frustrated by meeting retired seafarers at the crematorium, which is not a great place to meet them. There's not much you can do for them. So I came up with the idea of a sea shed based on the men's shed, where the guys could come and relax and enjoy themselves. So we start off at 10 o'clock with tab nabs. That's seafaring speak for nice cakes and coffee and tea. We get our coffee and tea, we share stories, we get our iPads out that were supplied by the Merchant Navy Welfare Board, and we try and learn some IT skills, do a bit of banking, whatever, we hope to do an e-book. And then we finish it all off around about 12:30 with some lunch. And the whole project is funded for free for those users that come along.
Well, Pastor Howard, describe, we're talking about the men's shed, the sea shed. What facility are you actually in? I mean, is it a nice open airy space? Is it by the sea?
Well, it's in the Seafarer Centre, which is across the road from the harbour, basically. It's a social service that we have, where there's a recreational space with a couple of pool tables, darts, super fast broadband, it's free again. We invite seafarers to come in there. We're open 1300 to 1500 Monday to Friday, and then 1800 to 2200 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Has it helped you, Mike?
It has. It's helped immensely. The Sea Shed first started at the beginning of the year, in January, and we had 8 people came along. We've had about 8 meetings since then, every 2 weeks, and we're now up to 15, and hopefully we're getting more people. And it's something to look forward to. It's a place where we can sit down and relax, and talk about memories that we had when we were at sea.
Yeah, I bet it's all stuff like, I remember going up the Red Sea and it was really busy. And,
exactly.
And we went through the Suez Canal and there was the Gully Gully Man and all that stuff. And
yes.
Then we went over the Indian Ocean, the flying fish. Is that what you talk about?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And we probably talk about things that we shouldn't say on the radio as well, but we won't go into that.
Well, Mike, you've had a fascinating life. I mean, you were working in cargoes for 12 years. Then you were in Nigeria for a number of years. In fact, you were in Nigeria for 12 years in cargoes for, I think, 16 or something. Then joining the Norwegian Ship Classification Society. You've been all over the place, but is that maybe... Well, I know it's part of the lifestyle, but is that what crashes down on you, if you like, once you've left that kind of, you know, job? Because you've been to all these places, you've spent years in them, and now you're back in Aberdeen.
Yes, I've been living and working in Aberdeen ever since 1999, and I've thoroughly enjoyed my time here. But yes, now that I've retired, it was quite a sore blow to suddenly wake up one morning and find that I wasn't required at work anymore. So I think the sea shed has partly filled a bit of a vacuum for me.
Pastor Howard, last word to you then. Any retired seafarers want to get in touch, how do they do it?
Well, the simplest way is to come along to the Seafarer Centre on Market Street, or they can call me on my mobile, which is 0775 4141 076, and there's always a warm welcome for all merchant seafarers that come and visit the centre.
Great to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming in. Pastor Howard Drysdale and Mike Deeming.
Previously on Stop the Press, the journalists came out on top.
Which British mega pop star